Shem Shemayim B'Seisei. I'm going to give this Kesher a new title. We're trying to thresh it out. We're going to put on the table there a new name for this thing. We're going to call it Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seisei. You can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Gile, and you can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seisei. That means just you alone, your room, be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's the name of this thing that we're talking about. This is in the inner hidden recesses of a person's mind, in his heart, in the inner chambers. Adain rochokum in the kudus abriya v'tachli, so he calls man that he doesn't have this kesher, this aspect of being makadosh Hashem Shemayim b'seisa, he's very, very far away from his tachlis and the tachlis of the briya. V'yechel ha'kaim ha'ba mitzvahs lasos ha'ba dvarim tovim me'olim. He can do lots of mitzvahs that do wonderful things, and he should do lots of mitzvahs and wonderful things. Aber kol zman shelo gilas ha'kodesh baruch hu b'mitzvoy nelibe, kol zman he hasn't connected to ha'kodesh baruch hu in his own inner hidden world, in his own pnim, ha'kodesh baruch hu rochok memen. Hashem is very far from him. Lo shemisoy neshlo ha'kodesh, ze keili, kel oviv. So it's not enough to just be doing things. A person has to somehow create space and connect to ha'kodesh baruch hu in the inner deeper recesses of his inner world. The material I'm chishes advarim mital asmeni shnei achim is going to bring a ma'aseh, a marshal that illustrates this unbelievably. It's quite terrifying actually, and you'll see in your own lives you've had these experiences. You have two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Shnei yehudim yer shemayim mishpachas nechbada. Two Yerushalayim Yidden show me Torah mitzvahs, kovei imtim the Torah, and they work, they learn, and they work, they do business. Shneim Yehudim, kinedive am, they're very very philanthropic. They give tzedakah, v'muzinim makaspan hoin rav l'tovus moistes Torah tzedakah v'chesed. Successful businessmen, they give a lot of tzedakah. Shavim misnoises ma'al moistes rabim shehukmu. Their names are a lot of buildings. They've opened, they've supported lots of different institutions, and they are well known as being the Divei Lev and very highly respected members of the community. On one day, Reuben does a business deal that happens, and it turns out it was the worst possible thing he could have done. He's mamish about to be ruined. And not he's going to be ruined, but his name's going to become very unpopular in the world. Whatever, he took investors down with him, whatever. He's not going to be, he's going to be looked at very badly in the eyes of the community. He can get out of the problem if he would just make a little laugh. One small checker, and if he does that, so then he solves his problems. If he does that, he gets out of the mats of the trap that he's in, or he cannot make the law and go bankrupt and ruin his name and his reputation in the community. He makes a deal in his heart. He says, "Listen, one small law. Half the profit from this deal, I give to Tztaka." That's what he did. Chaim ממשיכים לזוהים ומאי מלוחס. A sock of polchim, וממשיך לתת Tztaka, ולראה לסחיים, וממן קידוש שם שמיים ברבים, כיוון למיים. His life carries on. Carries on giving Tztaka, he carries on being honored at dinners, his name's up in all the buildings. And he continues the way life continued before as a respectable Yerushalayim, honorable member of the community. Shimon also made a bit of a bad deal. He knows that what he just did now is going to ruin him financially, it's going to ruin his family, it's going to ruin his reputation, he's going to be the black sheep of the party. But he knows the same as Reuven, that one small lie, and he can get out of it. He's a guy that doesn't do whatever he thinks. He has a rov. and he goes to his Rav, and his Rav tells him, listen, she'osalav al-isalav la'asaseh. It's also to be over a love in the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed a love. It's a love in the Torah. And the halacha is, v'dichayv l'shoh, it's kol mamayna k'day lo lav al-isal osaseh. Not to be over a love in the Torah, a person has to give up all his money, all his wealth, everything. Ainu roshay l'shakeh. You have no hetter to the shaker. Ah, what's going to be? I don't know. But the Torah says that not to lie, you have to give up everything. So if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. That's a major nisoy. That's not simple. Yudhi zeh oimed ben nisoy. This Jew withstood the test and listened and did what his Rav told him to do. Ketzipoy, as expected, asoko mitchilim yirdadeh b'tzur mischareres. His business went down the drain. אף אחד אינו מאמין לו, no one trusted him anymore, לא מוכנים לתת לו אשראי, no one was giving him credit, הוא מוכרז כפושט רגל, and he never had to take bankruptcy. הביזיונות הם נוראים. Imagine from being an honorable, respected, honored member of the community, the family, his wife, his children, everybody, to suddenly be מושפל, no one trusts you, no one wants to talk to you, no one wants to be your friend anymore. כולם בטוחים שהוא רמאי. Everybody is convinced that the guy is a mama, he's a crook. And of course all the not so pleasant titles he was honored with, you know, Gazlan, Shakran, Ramai, they threw the whole book at him. Kulam Sharim Kaitsa Maizla Shokas is custom shall you serve our monos and we've got other people want to know how did he snowballs, how did he steal money from your sonim and our monos that were given to him to invest and he stole their money and all the בנאי סב הגיע לפרק הראשון ומרווין ואל אלה אחי ממשיך לקדש שם שמיים בגילוי על פרי ועל הוידה. His daughters came for שידוכים, it wasn't going so well, but his brother in the meantime, he's carrying on being מקדש שם שמיים בגילוי על פרי ועל הוידה, he makes beautiful שידוכים and he even helps financially, he helps his brother Shimon, he gives Shimon some money so he can help him get out of his troubles. So there's two things that happen here. Mitzad echad, Reuven is being mekadesh shem shamayim, but Rabbi is carrying on doing all these wonderful things. He had a little lie, and he made them the truth for it on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, I'm Yom Kippur, but the meantime is he's a big hero, and he's out there doing all these wonderful things, mekadesh shem shamayim, and Vaday she'achim nechshav mekadesh shem shamayim godu. It's a big mekadesh shem shamayim. Ach bo'olam ha'emes, in the olam of emes, which we're very far away from, כל אחד ודאי יסכים כי שכרו של שמעון הירד רב ועוצם על פי כמה וכמה ובשמיים הוא חשוב בהר ביסים האחד. In the olam ha'emes, who has a much more חשוב position? Who's the hero? Shimon. נכין עמי, ראובן דין מקד השם שמיים ורבים לא למיץ איזה דין הנסחה, איזה דין whatever. Let's say he's getting all the schar for that. But can you compare to what he did to Shimon, his brother? Shimon in Shemayim is the big deal. Why? To Kiddush Shem Shemayim b'Seisa, because he did something much bigger than Reuven. Reuven is being Makadosh Shem Shemayim b'Golan, and Shimon is being Makadosh Shem Shemayim b'Seisa. You'll say, one second, Yakim Makadosh Shem Shemayim if you allow it. Oh, so that's what we have to understand. A new concept here that we haven't had to deal with before, and that's a thing called being Makadosh Shem Shemayim b'Seisa. Levad who is Zeus ben Ola ben Koyne. This was between him and Hashem. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Amri by Seben Yisoyim Noira. Hashem gave him an awesome, terrible test. V'ogile es havosel a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'seisa. In a hidden recess of his world, he showed a Kodesh Baruch Hu how much he loves him. Zu b'chcheda yichud sheyesh l'kol yudim a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the private the private space that a person, every Jew has with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's that private space that we have with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the purpose of the Bria. It's not just a nice thing, it's a better thing, it's an important thing. That is the purpose of why we are. Reuven was Makadosh Shem Shemayim Begila, but he failed dismally in being Makadosh Shem Shemayim Beseisa. Chosur Apinius, he's lacking an inner world, he doesn't have an inner world. But I should become a scholar in the so he's getting a reward for the mitzvahs he done, no question. Achanenu mitkarev klal v'klal madregas achim, but doesn't even get up to his brother's ankles. משנס מעין אלו מתרחשים בכל תחומי החיים. We all encounter on an ongoing basis, not always this critical, whether the moshel, the story brought here, indicates a was used to illustrate two extremes. Obviously, our lives don't always contain these extreme moments. But on little levels, smaller levels, we have these nishenas, where a person's alone and he has tests. And he has tests. And more chayvim liyos the dvarim debailim kehefset komamoya. They don't always manifest as tests, where you're standing and you're about to lose all your wealth or whatever. No, they can be much smaller. Ulam lemaisa lakul yidi yesh b'chayv ha'ab and yisoynis mayin eilu, shem lalava alotz and Hashem b'seysa. We have plenty of opportunities where we have tests to be over or not to be over Hashem's rotzon. We're not really even know. B'seysa. No one sees him, no one knows, and we have those tests. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Each person knows for himself when he's alone, what does his life look like. וזו הקשר היחידי שיש לו עם הבורא, ובאין במנסה ומזיחד עם קונה ואבא ורוס. It's in those moments where a person understands his nishenas, that's where he binds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love and with friendship and with, and this thing we're talking about is being a marriage. So obviously you can yell words, you can yell theory, it's nice, but this you actually have to do, you have to go carve out and create the space in yourself for that type of an existence. Odd pumps, cutting very slowly and building it so that one can ultimately get to some sense of awareness. The first aloch in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisa Hashem Negdi Tomid, to set aside time to work on this and practice it, because it's critical. This is the reason why we came into the world. This is not a nice thing to do or a hid or a chumrah. This is mamish. This is what it's all about. So if you don't have that, if you don't have that inner connection, so then everything you're doing is like ruvei. It's an external manifestation of wonderful good things, and there's a lot of schar for that. But you can't compare that to somebody who's built a deep inner world. Okay. Let's take another step. Als vasem zatzal amal divrei ben zayme ba'avos. Eizu asher asamach b'chelkoi. Famous Mishnah to Gavos. Who is the rich man asamach b'chelkoi? Shekavon he gam beruchnis. Vasem says a medical thing. We never think about this. Vasem says it talks about ruchnis as well. Asamach b'chelkoi beruchnis. I have to grow. I have to shine. I have to be oile. I have to mitchazek, I have to, what do you mean, samach b'chelka b'ruchnias, where you just, you're happy with the level of ruchnias you are, and you don't have to do anything about it now? What does he mean? Klayma, shachisin ha-nafshi v'ha-ruchoni shel ha-adam tolu b'inyan zeh. Let's see what he means. Kashadam samach b'chelka, a person samach b'chelka, b'mishpachta, b'yaladov, b'matzove ha-kasbi, when a person is samach b'chelkoi with a family that Hashem built out to him, the children that he's been blessed with all their problems and issues and difficulties and nachases and good and complexities, his financial situation, etc., etc. Ulaavdil gam b'ramat havamoso b'chelkoi, the level that he's able to learn Gemara, b'madrag shurim u'b'kishroinim shenichen b'em, the talents and the spiritual tools that he's been endowed with. The Yodai Shekodesh Baruch Hu Nosan Lo Es Atnaim Adiliyim Hamitamim Lishum Tafkidoi. And he knows that Hashem's given him everything he needs, perfect, the ideal situation, the ideal spiritual talents and qualities and understandings and abilities that Hashem's given him, that's perfectly for what he needs to fulfill his purpose. V'gam Chanan Nosei B'Kedim Latzliach. And he gave you tools to be matzliach. Kasher hu yoda shakol naase b'diktuk u'b'hashgocha pratis mamash. But he knows that it's exact. Hashem is not half a millimeter out. It's exact. And it's hashgocha pratis. Hashem's there, mamash, taking care of it himself, mamash. Azum b'samach, b'chol matzav. So then he's happy in every situation. Why? Because he knows he's in the best possible situation that he can be in right now. Einu noifel b'ruchoi v'einu mitonen. When a person is in this level, the wonderful shining situation of your friend, שכן או אח רוב אינו מפעיל עם שלבוס ועשים חכב. The physical and spiritual successes of your neighbor, your brother, the guy across the road, your chavrusa, זה לא מזיז אותך, because you're not him. In the ruchness as well, there's no losachmur, because he knows, I have everything I need. It takes me 3 hours longer to understand the Gemara than their car. So that's what Hashem wants from me. He wants me sitting for 3 hours longer and learning. And then he wants me working harder. Okay, we can discuss why that's better. I'm not going to go into that now. But whatever it is, there's a musa. There's a musa of being samach b'chel koin ruchnis as well. Gashmus, everybody knows you. Be samach b'chel koin. You know, you be satisfied with what you've got. You know, you mustn't want too much. Whatever you've got, be happy. Don't be jealous of your neighbor. He's got a new car. You don't. So don't be jealous. That we all know. That's fine. But in ruchnis. You see a guy who's a shtick tefillah. You see a guy who's mamash connected to davening, and his tefillah is a work of art. You watch the guy, and you can't even daven yourself because you're so busy watching him. His tefillah is such beautiful, and you think, I can't even concentrate on the first bracha. I get up there and I'm like, what's going on? And fine. So that's him. And you, if you were given what he'd been given, you'd also be davening like that. But you're not him. You. So you have to do what you have to do, and what you do when you do it as best as you can do is maybe even better than him, because maybe he's not even working hard at tefillah. Maybe he just got that for free. Maybe he's not even getting rewarded for that, because he's not doing any work. There's no nisayon there for him. Maybe he's expected much more from him. Whereas you, when you shvitz and put your kishkas into it, and you take half a millimeter forward, could be that's the reason why you came into the world, and you've just done everything you had to do. So you don't know. But when we're struggling and battling, we look at other people, the not musukkan. If you would think about Adam HaRishon, if Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon couldn't be jealous, because there was no one to be jealous of, and there was no one else in the world. So we have to think like that. We have to think that we're Adam HaRishon. I'm the only person in this world. If your level of learning was the same as everybody else's. Let's say you're struggling to learn, you find it difficult, you learn, you forget, you take one step forward, you take three steps back. There are people out there that have this problem. I don't know if you know anybody like this, but there are people out there that whatever, learning's hard, they struggle, they battle, it's up, it's down, it's a real whatever, it's not so posh, whatever it is, love daf gemara, wherever they are, any aspect of ruchnias. So if everybody was like that, if everybody in the world was like that, no one would be bothered. No one would be bothered. Because everyone's like that, so why should I be any different? So you are the only person in your world. There is not everybody in your world learns the way you learn. There is nobody else, because you're in your own world, like Adam HaRishon. You know, it's Rav Taba once said it's very painful. People that can't have children, Rahman Islam. It's not possible. It's a big mitzvah. It's very painful, and we're not going to take that pain away. But there's an added pain that's unnecessary. We'll deal with it later with kids as well. There's an unnecessary pain that we give ourselves, and that's the looking at other people who do have kids. If no one in the world had kids, so would you be in pain about not having kids? No, because no one has kids. So get rid of that pain at least. The pain that you don't have kids, that pain's there. Can't take that away. But there's an added pain that you can get rid of, because in your world, no one has children. So don't add that extra pain if you don't need to. And it's the same in all our ruchnistic avoida. The musaf of samach b'chelkei means this is my world, and in my world nobody has anything other than what I have. Everyone's the same as me in my world. And therefore, there's nothing to be jealous about. The etzem pain, is a pain. There's pain in the world. We can't make a pain-free world. There's pain. But unnecessary pain, that's, and we'll deal with that later. It's Hashem's old chapter on this later when we deal with chinuch. But get rid of the unnecessary pain. The unnecessary pain is the lack of samach b'chelkei. In my world, in my place, this is, I have everything that everybody has. That's Adam HaRishon. Isa Adam, this person who's living like this, your day la natsal is kol ma shemiten lo. He knows how to utilize everything that's been given to him. The tamil your day la hoides al kol dava sheyesh lo. And also, he's very grateful and he's thanking Hashem for everything he's got. In such a way he can progress and grow ruchnias. V'chayev hashalvim torimim gam la'echus tula ruchnias v'gashenim ke'echad. This tranquil Yeshuva Das existence that he has now will contribute an enormous amount to the quality of his ruchnias and his gashenias. He'll start enjoying life much more. The Super Yosham Shalom Arana Chofetz Chaim Zatzal Adamech Adal Matzavoy, the famous Maisa. What's this? What is in? One second, just one second. There's a question here. What is in that? Just because he's happy. No, I don't think that's what I said. I'm not sure I understand. Well, why does he know how to utilize everything? Just because he's happy.
That's the person who knows how to utilize everything he was given. Why?
Just one second. What did we say? We said, Oysama Adam Yadayla Natsech is called Mashinitenglo. This person knows how to utilize everything he's been given. That's what you bothered about?
Yeah, why? Just because he's happy with his lot.
No. He's not happy. No one used the word happy here. And you'll never hear me using the word happy. I never translate simcha. I don't know what happy means. Happy is a bad word. Happy in English has too many connotations for us. So that's why I don't translate simcha as happy. So let's just get rid of the word happy for now, because I don't know what it means. I don't know what simcha means either, but at least that word doesn't have pre-connotations, number one. Okay. So why is it that he, because he's samach b'chelkoi, is he able to utilize what he has? Fine. So the answer to that pashtus is that when he understands that everything he has was given to him by Hashem, and it has a purpose, and it's the best possible thing for him, then he will utilize those things correctly.
He won't necessarily know how to, though, just because he's samach b'chelkoi. Saying because he's an Akhalka, he'll know how to use everything. How's that connected?
He'll find out how to use them properly because he knows that he's got them for a reason. He has to learn how to use it.
Okay, so he'll find out. He doesn't know how.
He will utilize everything that's been given to him. Yeah? He'll utilize it. Ultimately, he'll come to utilize everything that was given to him because he'll recognize that what I have is necessary. It's the best thing for me. It's a gift from Hashem. And I better find out how to use it. And eventually he'll utilize it. It doesn't mean immediately. If you're asking, if the minute he's samach b'chelko, now suddenly everything is used. No, of course not. I mean, everything's a process here. But it doesn't happen automatically. But he'll take stock. He'll look in his toolbox and he'll say, well, one second. Hashem gave me a toolbox. And I have a tachlis in this world. Fine, what's this? It's a hammer. What do you do with a hammer? What's this? It's an electric drill. How do you use it? And he'll start finding out how to use these tools and become the best human that he can become. Because he recognizes that this is everything that he's got, he needs, and this is what Hashem gave him, and he's ma'od ma'od samach with the tools he's got, and now go find out how to use them. What does Hashem want me to do with these tools? Okay, hope that pushes off the question for now. It's not an answer, you know. Okay. So let's just deal with the Chofetz Chaim story quickly, and then we can get back and discuss it more if you want. Chofetz Chaim asked, he said, "Yet, no, what's machti? How you going? What's happening?" He said a very common statement that everybody often uses. Well, could be better. Shalom samaran Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, "Minayin lecha shayichli yais yotepo." Where do you know, how do you know that it could be better? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rochum V'Chonon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rochum V'Chonon, merciful and loving, infinitely merciful and loving. V'yodei toiv mimcha ma tov avucho. And he knows much better than you what's good for you. Hashem knows much better than us what's good for us. V'yodei leiti mimcha. And he wants to do good for you, he only wants to give you the best. That's the reason why you're here. If he didn't give you more, mashma, shematzav zehu atov b'yois avucha, must be that this is the best situation for you. So it could be better. If it could be better, it would be better. It can't be better because this is the best that it is. Hare ata olam male, you're an entire universe. U'bishvilcha nivra olam, and the whole world was created for you, literally. Al kochum shinit nabiyotcha kola kelim anitzlochim leshleimus haim yodeslocha. Obviously, you were given everything you need in order to matzlech in your journey. But Hashem is not playing games. He didn't put us in the world, give us a job, and then not give us what we need to be matzlech. And he sits there waiting for you to fall so he can laugh. You know, that dysfunctional father which art in heaven. That's not Hashem. He put you in this world, he wants you to be Matzliach, more than you want to be Matzliach. And he gives you the tools that you need. So what do you mean it could be better? It could be better, it would be better. So it can't be any different. This is the best that it is. Bekach na'alfeinu bina bala charedim. In the charedim it says, Ein, eich lo tisboided imoyis barach, v'inei ata roiv zmancha yechidi. He says, how can you not, his boy not, be alone with Hashem? Most of your time, you're alone. Bebeten imcha yechidi. When you're in your mother's womb, you were alone. Ba'ez tishon aguf yechidi v'anasham yechido. When you're sleeping, your body's alone and you're alone. Aguf bekeva bodo. In the grave, your body lies alone. V'anasham bodo began Eden. And you're in Gan Eden alone. The called tzaddik lifi kvodo. Each person, according to his level, has his space in Olam Haba, Gan Eden. L'chein shama b'koyli. Therefore, listen to my words, says the Charedim. Lech imoy tomid v'lo tiporid rega. Walk with him all the time and don't break away from him for 1 second. Kim tidrashenu yidresh l'cho. Because if you search for him, he'll search for you. Lo yifrush mincho. And he won't leave you. Manom and ima liviyasa yisparach. How pleasant and beautiful is it when Hashem's escorting you. Ki hu avicha konecha v'hu oscha v'yachananecha. He's your father, he's your maker, he's in control, he loves you, cares for you. That's our job, is to set aside time every day to just try and bring Hashem into our lives. Start with 5 minutes and slowly, slowly grow it and spread it. There's many opportunities. You listen to Avigdor Miller, he'll give you much more than 5 minutes a day without having to do too much work, where you can be in touch with Hashem just walking in the street, driving in your car, just before you go to sleep. You can have 8 hours of being with Hashem sleeping if you just know how to go to sleep properly. Anyway, I have to stop here, so it's time up, so I have to stop here. What we did today is very important. If you can chazer it, it's ma'od mod kedai. If you do nothing else and you learn nothing else, what we learned today, you should take home with you. A lot of stuff here. Maybe we'll split it into 3 sharing even. But kedai to go over it and to internalize it. Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back, and questions, whatever, I'm available for a few minutes if anybody's got any issues here.
Rabbi, yep. going back to the Kiddush Shem Shemayim story, so Kiddush Shem Shemayim sounds like something very big, and what this guy did in the story by not lying and knew he was going to lose his whole fortune, so it was a huge thing that we're doing. Can we apply this to small things in our daily lives as well? I mean, I don't think I've ever come across something as big as losing my whole.
You have to, and I'll tell you why. Hashem doesn't come to us with massive earth-shattering nishoynus. He didn't give us practice. You can't ask a guy who's never run a kilometer in his life to run a marathon. You can't come to a guy, he's got a pulse rate of 132 and he can barely walk from his bed to the bathroom and he can't even run a marathon. No, you slowly start him off. You didn't run 500 meters today, a kilometer, you didn't tal gilim. How you build betochen and how you get ready for the big nisoynus is by doing practicing the little ones. There's many, many errors. I'll give you one example. Jonathan, I'll tell you later. I just want to focus on this. I'm a bit ADD, so when these messages come up, I get distracted. Sorry. Avram knows that because my Gemara is here. I'll give you one example of an nisoyon like this. Similar thing happened to me, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say Friday night, whatever, I don't know, your wife's lit candles, she's gone to rest, everybody's out, you're alone at home, and you're just before you go to shul, you just want something to drink, so you open the fridge, and you realize, oops, I never took out the light, or I never turned the fridge into Shabbos mode, or whatever today you do, right? And all those, you have to take out the globe, today you have to do all sorts of, programming stuff, you have to be a qualified computer program to use a fridge on Shabbos today. And you realize that you never took out the globe, right? It means you can't close the door. It's 42 degrees. It's in the middle of this heat wave. And you've got visitors coming tomorrow. And the food's going to go bad if you don't close the fridge. And that's a major, major nisoyon, huh? Your wife's going to mamash bite your head off because why don't you take out the fridge? Why I have to do everything? Why can't I just one thing you have to do and you didn't do it? Your mamash going to get taken apart. And all you have to do is just put your head in the fridge and turn the globe half a centimeter. And it's going to be over. No one will ever know. and it's after Shkia. Yeah? So that's not an Yisrael, that's humongous. Now, that doesn't sound like losing your whole wealth and your whole panos or whatever, but tell you standing, you and Hashem alone, no one's going to know about this. No one will ever know if you did it. And you even get thank you so much for taking care of the fridge and the hosts, the guests who compliment you on the lovely cold drinks you supplied them with. And you're standing there. And that's just a marshal. That's an example I'm giving you, yeah? Something similar happened to me once many years ago. We had visitors. Okay, there was okay. Interesting stories. More complicated than that. But anyway, that's when I realized.